You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
So, time for What's the Tea. I'm going to play you a There's something wrong with my my earphones, Abel. I don't know what's going on. There we go. We're going to play a voice note. And you know how we do it on What's the Tea. Give me a call after you've listened to the voice note. Maybe this is something you relate with. Maybe it's something that's happened to you before. Please, it's all about us sharing our experiences. So I'm going to take your calls on 011-883-0702. If you've got something to share with regards to what the listener is sharing with us on What's the Tea, this morning, or you can send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702.co.za. And remember, if you want to send What's the Tea, right? If you want to send us a story that you want to share with us, you must do so on cm@702.co.za. Okay, we got a voice note from a listener, and here it is.
Hi, Clement. This is Zodra. So I was at a department store returning some items that I had bought because, yeah, we all make mistakes, right, when we're buying things. But then Mugele, the lady servicing me, like, she was busy on her phone. And I understand because sometimes, Nami, you know, when we're on a Zoom meeting, they are busy on Instagram and TikTok. But I felt like, why is she not focusing on me? Why is she not helping me so that, you know, we can finish faster? Well, the service was okay. It was not that great. It was not bad. It was just okay. It was just normal service. But I would have liked it if she had focused on the service that she was giving me, and then she goes back then on the phone, you know. So I want to find out, like, how many of us are guilty of this, you know, about bees being on our phones, and then we expect, whilst when they... to coin tens, other people are busy on their phones, we expect them to give us all that. Okay, thank you. I'll listen on the phone, on the wireless.
All right, so the issue seems to be, you know, people who are preoccupied with their phones during work hours when they're supposed to be assisting you, and this listener is telling us what her experience is. And what I want to ask you is, one, I think most of us have been in a situation where we have received assistance and the person who was offering us the service was busy on their phone. And please don't say this is only happening in government, because I have experienced it not so recently, but I went to see a doctor, a specialist, about something. And I remember how this chap was just giggling. Like, would look at the phone and is giggling, and I'm sitting right there, and we've just done some tests, and he was basically telling me what's going on, what needs to happen. And then he would, like, pick up his phone. You can see that he was having an interesting chat on the phone. And that just turned me off. Long story short, I've never gone back to that doctor, ever. So have you been in that situation before where you've received a service from someone who was preoccupied with their phone? Or are you guilty of that? How much do you use your phone for personal use at work? So for me, for instance, my phone is my office. My phone is like my work computer, right? I've got a laptop which I don't even use, because everything that I do on my phone. I prepare for the show on my phone. I do my reading on the phone, unless I'm reading a book. But everything that I do it on my phone. So sometimes I appear as though I'm not listening to people, or I appear as though I'm not interested in a conversation because I've got my phone. But it's not that I'm not interested or I'm not listening. It's because probably that I am taking some notes, because I take them on my phone. So are you like that? Do you work on your phone, and people often confuse that with you not showing interest or anything like that? I'd like to hear from you. 011-883-0702. How much do you use your phone for at work? Do you use it for personal use? Are you like that chap that would be on the phone checking recipes for dinner, maybe online shopping? I'd like to hear what your experiences are. 011-883-0702. You can send me a WhatsApp as well. on 072-702-1702.
It's got your whole office talking.
What's the Tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702.
All right, 011-883-0702. I'll take your WhatsApps as well at 072-702-1702. Do you use your phone for personal use at work? I know some workplaces have a policy that you mustn't be on your phone. My goodness, how would we do our jobs? Like I said, my work is done on my phone. When I write an intro for the show, I do it here. Intro for the conversations, it's happening on my phone. So if I'm not allowed to use it at work, that's going to be a trouble, big trouble for me. Tabby, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Hi, no, it's Tabby.
Tabby?
Yes, yeah. I actually wanted to comment about, I used to go to this doctor when I was taking my kids. She's a pediatrician.
Yeah.
And she was doing online trading during the consultation. And she would stop, like, you know, when click, clicking to a person, maybe she could stop or something. No, she just keeps doing the clicking while talking to you, like without even blinking.
Hi. Did you confront the doctor, Tabby?
I did, but then I stopped going. Like, yeah. I just got irritated about it and found another doctor because I just couldn't handle it.
Me too. I never went back to that doctor ever again because clearly he was more interested in what was happening on the WhatsApp chat than focusing on the client. All right, Tabby, thank you for sharing that experience with us. Temba, you're calling from Joburg. Hi.
Clement.
Hey, Tada.
How's it going, man?
Shab Hazard.
Shab, welcome, man. Mamela, Clement, you know, I completely agree with you with regards to people being distracted by things that are not related to what you're coming, what you are there for the services for. I mean, I totally disrespectful, totally inconsiderate, and totally rude of them. For someone to actually be distracted by something that is that has nothing to
do. Ooh, Temba, the line is not good. I'm putting you back to the producers. Let's try and reestablish that line. It's not the best, and I want to hear what you're saying. Here's a voice note that's come on 072-702-1702.
Guys, that is my pet peeve. Going into a store and having the person not attend to me because they're on their phone. And can I tell you something? It's happening with security guards. I'm like, dude, this store's about to be robbed and you are like watching someone on TikTok. It is getting worse and worse. And you know what? I don't do it. When I go to lunch with someone, I turn my phone upside down. If I'm expecting an emergency call, I do let the person know. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. So let's do better, guys.
Yeah. Actually, let's broaden it and talk about even like meetings, right? When you are on a lunch meeting with a friend or a colleague, what's the policy for you? Like, do you switch off your phones? Because my thing is, I work on my phone. And in fact, this happened when we were in class last week. I was in class in the evening last week, and our teacher was telling us that we must not use our phones at all. And I remember last week, I was standing in for breakfast for Bongani, and it was one of the days when we were really struggling to get the guests that we needed for the show the next morning. So I was basically expected to like just switch off my phone completely for 2 hours, which is not really possible because I'm communicating with the producers, right? They're telling me on who they're getting, who they're struggling to get. We're making proposals on our group about what we can talk about. And also it's 6 p.m. Breakfast starts in a couple of hours at 6 a.m. the next day. So I was struggling with that. But in a situation like that, you can talk to your teacher and say, listen, this is the kind of work I do. I'm still going to concentrate in class, but just know that I will just, not so often, but I will just make a turn to my phone and check out what messages I'm getting because we're trying to get guests for work tomorrow. And with lunches, I often put my phone upside down because you are trying to reduce the distraction. How do you deal with it? Because there are people who will constantly be on their phone, even when you are having a meeting with them. And even if it's not necessarily like a colleague or something serious, but even a friend, how do you deal with things like that? I've got a message from a listener here who says, Clement, I'm in a meeting as we speak, and I'm listening to you on the radio and having 5 chats. This listener is in a meeting, yeah, listening to the radio and having 5 chats. Ha, yeah, you guys can multitask, hey? Another listener says, I went to a doctor, Clement, who picked up his phone, called his daughter about the data that he is going to buy for her while I was sitting there, and I never went back there. You see, you are losing clients. Like, so many people are saying, after I experienced that, I stopped going there. DK Lady on Twitter says, it's unethical, it's unprofessional to assist a client while you sit on your phone. And just know that those clients are not going to come back. And if you're okay with that, sure, be on your phone. Pumzile, you're calling from Johannesburg. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Pumzile.
Is that Clement?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Clement, I went to John Foster to go and certify a death certificate.
Mm.
And the cop was busy on his cell phone while I'm waiting there. And when he's done, he asked me, where's the person of this death certificate?
Hi, Pumzile.
I promise you.
Hi.
So, yeah, because he wasn't concentrating
clearly,
on his job.
What did you say?
I just looked at him and I said, this is a death certificate.
Oh, wow.
So that's the thing that we have to deal with.
Mm. Oh my goodness. Pumzile, thank you for calling and sharing that experience with us. Imagine, you're there to certify a death certificate and then they ask you, where's this person? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Morning, Clement. Regarding this issue for people being busy on their phones, I was at the border last month. So they asked us to scan our bags. So while we're busy scanning our bags, these two guys for custom, they were just busy on TikTok, not even focusing what's going on, even checking them the camera. So we end up everyone just passed there. So yeah, people being in the phone at work is very bad. This is Ronnie Randberg.
Mm, it is Ronnie. Zunaid, you're in Pretoria East. Hi.
Hi, Clement. If I'm in a work meeting, or if I'm in a not so serious chat, like you said, with a friend, and somebody picks up their phone while I'm speaking, I just stop speaking, and then there's this deadly silence. The person looks up surprised because obviously now I've stopped speaking, and I said, can you please just get off your phone, or can we just actually stop? We can end the meeting or we can end our conversation.
Exactly.
It's disrespectful.
It is. Yeah. And unless you explain, right, Zunaid? I mean, if there's an emergency, you know, at least explain and say, guys, I'm dealing with something. Can I just respond to this text and you've got my attention afterwards?
100%. What I also do, Clement, not to take too much time, is when I appear in court, I often say to the magistrate, I'm not being rude by being on my phone. I'm actually taking notes on my phone of what's happening because I don't want to write them out. So 100%. If you say, this is what I'm doing, then that's fine. But if not, I have to assume that it's just pure rudeness.
No, absolutely. Zunaid in Pretoria East, thank you.
Hi, Clement. I rue the day my mother discovered TikTok, okay? Because she will flat out ignore you. You will be trying to have a conversation with her. She will zone you out like she's deaf and just be watching TikToks and laughing and sniggering on her own. And I'm just like, so many times we have to call her out, like myself, my dad or whatever will be like, yo, we are here. Like, talk to us. Stop being on your phone. My mom is just, yeah, when I keep talking, Jay. Terrible.
Who introduced our parents to TikToks? Even to WhatsApp. Okay, WhatsApp, it makes communication easier. But honestly, for me, it does get awkward when I see my mom also posting. Also, she doesn't even know how to post. So sometimes she sends me a picture, but she thinks she posted it. And I'm like, hey, why are you sending me this picture? She's like, no, I've posted it. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, mama. You didn't post it. You sent it to me. Also, aren't they old to be posting stuff on WhatsApp? I don't know. I'm like, just use it to communicate. That's all. Marisol says, Clement, you can talk to your lecturer as long as you are not causing a destruction to other pupils in the class who may have used their last monies and savings to be there. Oh, absolutely, Marissa. It's not like you're taking a phone call and you're talking on the phone about what's and working. No. I'm just saying, and you, my phone, by the way, doesn't ring. It's always on vibration. I honestly still don't understand how people still have like ringtones, because that's the most irritating sound ever. So it really like gives me anxieties when a phone rings. So my phone has been on vibration almost all of my life. So you're not going to even hear the phone, but just know that I will just go to WhatsApp to respond, right? Because there's work to be done tomorrow, and I just want to make sure that I am not. Because sometimes they ask, the producers will ask, okay, this is the guest we're finding. Is that guest okay? And you just need to move faster. And I just think you need to be allowed a little bit of space, but explain it to your lecturer. Don't assume that they know that you're doing the work, right? A decade ago, Clement, I went to a dentist for tooth extraction in Krugersdorp. That doctor was busy smoking. Ooh, that's Stuart in the Northern Cape. My goodness. Another one says, Clement, the use of cell phones is so irritating. When I'm expecting the person to help me, I sometimes say to the person, dude, you're going to help me or you're going to be busy with your phone? Those who normally use it to help, they would say, I use it to work. Then I will be fine. That's Ngezu there in Liberal Park.